There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello. We survived.
We did. I feel almost like we should have Dale with us because everything else about the show is about Dale. So
Dale,
why isn't
Dale,
he here?
Dale. Dale plus Claire.
Oh, my Lord. We kick things off with the promised fireworks that we were, you know, from the first season preview was this screaming fight that we didn't know initially, but ended up being in this continued cocktail party with Yosef, or Yo, if you prefer.
Yeah, wasn't great for Claire or him. Claire was having a nice quiet evening talking to Jordan, which I had to look up because they're not giving us names anymore.
And, I'm good with about 4 or 5 of them, and that's it.
Yeah, usually by now, like, you're okay. You feel comfortable with at least most of the guys. Like, all I know is Bennett and Dale and Easy. Really, that's pretty much it.
And because of this one, I know Riley now because he was very outspoken. But the list is very short, and usually I'm off book by now, but not so much.
No, and they're assuming that we should be off book by now because they're still not giving us any clues, which leads to believe they don't matter. As Claire made her point, it doesn't really matter so much. Yosef and Jordan were, having a nice talk. Yosef goes, interrupts, and then just basically blows up at her. He's feeling disrespectful, and the date was degrading to men, and how could you do something like that? And Claire was like, that's why you weren't on it. That's why you weren't invited.
Unacceptable.
She stood her ground and basically was like, you are done, you're going home. And he threw the I would never want you as, spun her words on him, because that was her words towards Juan Pablo, I'd never want you being the father of my children. And he kind of took it to that level, took it to the age level. You're the oldest bachelorette.
I expected more from the oldest bachelorette.
Just went downhill from
there. You're almost 40. You're basically dead. I expected you to be way more mature.
You're an elder.
But here's the thing. He, the basis of his, what he had an issue with, I don't disagree with. Now, not the, he took it obviously too far, but like, I didn't like that date either.
He went about it the wrong way.
Totally.
It wasn't, yeah, there was, it could have been a night, an easier, like more settled down kind of conversation, peaceful. But he was just like, you know, I actually don't want to be here anymore. So I'm just going to let it rip.
Yeah. Well, this was a, you know, you can't fire me, I quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you really had an issue with the date, which I did, you did, a lot of people did, fine. You say, you know, I just want you to know, you know, that's not something that, you know, I was sort of surprised at and, you know, could put people in an uncomfortable situation. But instead to say like, oh, because of this, I would never want you to be the mother of my children. It's like, dude.
Like that escalated real quick.
You know, and she even at the beginning was giving him some rope, you know, which he obviously used to hang himself with, yep. But gave him the rope and even tried to relate and be like, oh, I know I'm going through a lot too. My mother, and she's trying to talk about her dying mother. And he's like, yeah. Don't interrupt me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Dude, like,
not good. I think he just like, honestly, you could tell he just wanted to go home at this point. And he was just like, I'm just going to say whatever I feel like. I don't really care what happens. He probably either thought he was going to be sent home or he just wanted to go home and be with his daughter, which, you know, we've seen in the past, but you don't have to go. You don't have to blow up about it.
Yeah. Like mission accomplished, first of all. Yeah. But second, yeah, that's not how you don't need to blow up an entire night to go about things. Like just, you can even say, you know what? I just want to go home and be with my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, which we've seen
times.
Absolutely. And you don't leave as like one of the biggest villains now in the history of the show.
Yeah. Which 100%, I mean, I would say he would be going to paradise, A, if there were a paradise, and B, if he would leave his daughter or if he's just done with Bachelor Nation.
I think Bachelor Nation's done with him.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, all the hated people go to paradise. I thought they get more views.
Yeah, I would be very interested because we're going to see paradise again. Now, whether that's somehow squeezed in now or, you know, we have to wait a year till we get some sort of semblance of post-COVID. But I will be curious to see what their line is for villain acceptance because, you know, this wasn't just your typical, okay, I picked a fight with one of the dudes and
yeah.
We had disagreements. And I mean, you know, when you're going out of your way to try
after the Bachelorette, but it's also Claire. So
that's true.
Might be like, that's actually an exception.
Well, that's true because Claire hasn't exactly been strong throughout this this journey, as they like to say. And I think we'll get to that once we get to the next group date, because that's where I think it really starts to unravel for her. Yes, then it hasn't actually been unraveling. That's how bad it is. This is normal still. We're still in the normal portion of Claire.
Yikes.
And this whole meltdown, of course, just like everything else, leads to a Dale sighting because all the other guys get up and try to talk to her, but the only person that gets her one-on-one, it's Dale. Shocking.
Came in to rescue her.
And it's, you're all that I've ever wanted, and oh my God.
You kind of just forget about Dale for like just a second as this whole thing's exploding, and then he shows up and you're like, oh yeah, this is the season I'm watching. I forgot.
Yeah. And she's doing her, you know, in the moment and saying how we're not even at the second rose ceremony and I'm already falling in love, and which you know that that's one of those things that again is in the ear and be like, yeah, we need Chris. Can we get Chris and get the rare sit down out of the, in the moment where, you know, oh, here, you know, things are going well again with Dale. Yeah. Like, oh, dude. You know, and that led us to finally this rose ceremony and,
cause she can't continue the night.
No, I know. I just can't. And you know, they could do so much better at hiding this. You know, obviously the dudes start to pick up more and more as this episode goes along.
Obviously.
But even the on the rose ceremony, before they've even gotten to the, you know, hour-long makeout session, is she can't wait to give him that first rose. She's like, oh my God, Dale doesn't have a rose yet. What am I going to do? Oh, should I wait? Nope, not going to wait. Like, right away. Here you go.
Okay, when you're ready, Dale.
Exactly. Chris sets her up, and he barely gets the words out before he's basically wearing the rose.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And, you know, then I don't think there were, and I'm going to say this because I don't really know any of the guys, but I don't think there were any surprises. You know, Yosef was already gone. Then Tyler S., the other Blake, meaning Menard, and Garen.
Yeah.
She was hugging these guys and nope.
Yeah. That was it. No, there were definitely no surprises. Like you said, we still need the names, so we have no connection with any of these guys right now.
A lot of opening night vibes from that rose ceremony. People going home and just like, I'm not even worried. Look up the name, and now I have to because we have a list. And I'm like, okay, well, now that there's a list, I just have to cross people off.
She was going through the names, and I was like, wait, how are all these people still left? Like, I felt like we should be at the final four or something by now. But I remember, like, because I wrote it down, like, right after Ben, and there were still four left. I was like, how are there this many guys left? I don't remember any of these faces.
No, I'm pretty sure she was just making up names at one point, and guys would just be like, well, that'll be my name because I want to stay, so that'll be me.
Like,
sure.
Like, we have an Ed, like...
that's not a real person. He hasn't been here this whole time.
I mean, no offense, Ed, if you're listening, but I had no idea you existed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the producers just are dropping people in to see if we'll notice. And honestly, I couldn't tell you if they were or not, because I'm with you. We're like, okay, who is Ed? Who is Jay? Jay is someone. Okay, sure. I knew there was a Jason, but now we have a Jay too.
Sorry, Ed. There was, sorry.
And of course, because we couldn't have any scene without a bookend of Dale, who gives the post rose ceremony toast? But of course, it's Dale.
Obviously.
And, you know, it's funny the next morning, all the guys, and, you know, this is why the editors are the best in the business. You know, you have all of them. First of all, apologies to Jordan for this, but when he, you know, they're going over the screaming match, and you're like, yes, such obscenities. Like, oh, Jordan, at least I know who you are now.
I don't know who Jordan is now.
But then they cut from guy to guy. We're like, well, you know, she's got 18 awesome guys now, and, you know, we'll see what happens. And like, all her favorite guys. And then it keeps as each person talks about how it's a group, and there's so many people, they keep panning to Dale.
Yeah.
And then back to someone saying, oh yeah, this is going to be tough now, because now that she knows what she wants, and she got rid of the guy that wasn't here for the right reasons. Cut to Dale.
Yeah.
Cut to Dale.
I've started getting a weird vibe from Dale. Like, I don't know, the way he went about this episode, like, I don't know, there's something about him that's, I don't know, rubs me the wrong way. But maybe that means he's a good fit for Claire.
So I think this episode, they sort of caught up to each other in doing things the wrong way. Because, you know, you get to this group date, which for the first time I can ever remember, all of a sudden, just without telling anyone, the guys are just sitting waiting around for hours.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, never mind, we're not doing the day portion. We're just going to cancel half the date.
Yeah. Which leaves me wondering, like, what could possibly have been that date?
And I don't know if, you know, before the date, Deanna shows up, who was Bachelorette season 4, before my time.
Yes.
But certainly Claire knew her and was very excited to see her.
Or had to learn who it was, because she was the only one available. It was kind of, like, a pointless drop-in by her, but you know, she needed to talk to someone about Dale.
And that's all it was.
She wasn't even asking like for advice or anything. She literally was just like, listen to, I had 31 guys. I already know my husband. And then just gushed about Dale the whole time. It wasn't even like, what do I do? What should I, or, you know, asking advice or anything. It was just, this is what's going to happen. This is who I'm picking. He's going to be my husband.
And I guess maybe that was the excuse for why she had to be 3 hours late to the date. Is like, well, I mean, she didn't say that, but
right.
She just said, I want more time with everyone. Where, okay, well, if you really want more time with everyone, wouldn't you actually want to see them in a group date environment? Because that would be more time. I mean, I know we shouldn't be using, you know, any sort of rational thinking. I understand that.
Yeah.
But still, it was the beginning of the end, I think, for any sort of just positive Claire for me. I just, it was already sort of out the window, but this just, I think, sealed it for me.
Yeah. I mean, you could kind of see in the beginning, but this was like, oh yeah, okay, she's a diva. Like, she is a high maintenance bachelorette.
Very much so.
And that you just saw that the rest of the episode. It was that, I mean, this is jumping ahead, but when she's telling producers to hurry up the other cocktail party or the other group date, just so she could go back to seeing Dale, like, diva.
Yeah. And so, she, and Dale, I think, matches her because, you know, he gives his bro speech about how, you know, hey, everybody's got to get their time and, you know, it's not going to steal anything and all this. And so he jumps up in front and says, hey, I'm just going to take her at the beginning for 5 minutes. And just
don't forget the group hug.
Yeah. And that's when he started losing the rest of the guys, because this is before his, what obviously we see was really the backbreaker, but he's still sort of okay. But that's when he started losing people, and, you know, this is where Riley really starts to step up, and it's like, you know, Dale's fine, you know, he talks a lot, and then the group hug.
Yeah. I honestly think, like, the connection came from prior to shooting, and, you know, whether they did talk before or if she just did that just enough snooping to find out that, oh, hey, he's going to be my husband.
Enough Google investigation.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, other than that, like, you never see this because you're never allowed to know the guys beforehand. And that's, you know, that's definitely not a downfall for Claire, but that's a downfall for all the guys, for all of us watching, for producers. Like, now she already has her pick and it's episode 3.
Right.
Yeah, and episode 1, but, but more so episode 3.
Right. And so, you know, he takes her for 5 minutes, which turns into somewhere between 40 minutes and an hour, depending on
who you ask.
Right. And, you know, so the hour might have been a little bit of an exaggeration just out of annoyance, but he didn't argue when someone said it was 40 minutes. So let's say it was 40 minutes, which is ridiculous. And they're already making out on the bed, and which we find out the next day that Claire would have happily just spent the night there. Yes. Which, again, fine. You want to fast forward things, fine. But then don't, okay, when you finally get interrupted and you have to move on to other guys, then tell producers, yeah, can we hurry this up with everybody else? Like, so anytime she's clearly a veteran of all this. It's been covered multiple times. This isn't her first day. However, it seemed like she thought maybe when she was whispering to producers without a camera around, she was okay and they were going to not either use the footage or whatever. But for her to anytime in or in the moment or with the guy specifically saying like, oh, I want to make sure I get time with everybody. But then it's just like,
I can't move this along. Yeah,
I just move it along because
you're not respecting any process by doing that,
right? It was, and
I felt so bad for the guys. Like, they're not getting a fair shot in any of this. And you see, like, I mean, you people, they always talk about how you put your life on hold. I don't think that's a thing this year because you don't have a life to put on hold. But, like, I left family, like, I left my life, work, and everything to try this out. And they're not getting one bit of a fair chance in any of this since literally day one.
Yeah, and it's almost a little bit of projection on her part because, you know, last episode when she had her freak out about if you guys just want to bro out, I'll go home. And it's actually clearly the opposite, where if you just want to be with Dan, and the guys finally caught on and were verbalizing this. Yeah, like if you just want to be with Dale, fine, be with Dale. But then why are we here? You know, do you think any of us wanted to go through, a 2-week quarantine in a small hotel room and then finally get through that to just watch you date another dude? Like one dude? No, like, you know what you signed up for. Fine. Like, we always make fun of people that get jealous. Yeah. But no, this isn't one of those, oh, we're down to the final four and oh my God, I can't believe that I can't process these multiple dates. This is week three where there are, 20 people and this isn't a jealousy thing. This is just if there's just one dude, this isn't you're dating 18 people or 19 people, you're dating one.
Yeah. I can't remember who said it. It was like basically the last line of the whole episode, but they were like, guys, what if we just all walk?
Yeah.
Like, and what would happen? Like if everyone was just like, we don't like, you're with Dale all the time, we don't like how we're being treated. Bye.
Like, honestly,
something we've never seen before.
Right. And which, this is a season of, and I guess this is a fitting season for 2020 with so many things that none of us have ever seen. Why wouldn't, why should The Bachelorette be any different? But listen, if this next episode, what finally, with ABC finally recognizing that Tayshia's a thing, after not, speaking her name once or showing her photo once for, the whole promo tour So finally recognizing that, yes, the worst kept secret is Tayshia's on the way. But like if the next episode, what leads to that is just all the guys saying like, peace out, I'm fine with that. And just because for one of the rare times, I think every guy is completely, justified if he just wants to get up and leave.
And they all deserve to come back, either, have it be with Tayshia or, they should get like a certificate. You're able to come back one more time for another season because this was not a real season.
No, and that's the other thing that would be
interesting to see if they have the option or they have to stay or they have the choice or they're just like, all right, bye, we're bringing in new people.
Right, because so Brandon, who got himself sent home by saying, going to the lazy line of, oh, I'm only here after I found out it was you, but he knew nothing about her, so clearly he didn't. He was coming on the show no matter what.
Yeah.
So depending on the guys who actually were here just for Claire versus, I would say the majority, the very heavy majority of people that go on this show, whether it's, Bachelor or Bachelorette, they're just on the show to be on the show. It could be either of us as the stars and they'd still be there because they want more Instagram followers. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, those people, I'm sure, just like
discount codes.
Yeah, exactly. And so, get your Diffy Eyewear code, use hashtag, Batchpad or whatever. Don't use that. It's not real. But
yet.
It's not real. You will get denied. Don't try that. But it'll be very interesting. You would think most of the guys, especially the ones who were most vocal about, because Bennett was very, he's the one that wanted to be like, I don't, guys, slow down. I don't know. I don't see what you're seeing. I think we're all on the same footing here. here because I went to Harvard, and I don't know if you knew that, but
Bennett's a special man.
He really is. So besides him, the guys who are speaking out and talking about walking out and talking about, like, if we're just going to be here watching you date some dude, we'll go home. You would think they'd welcome it, because if you have a girl, you know, no matter who it is, but I mean, then when you see it's Stacia, then you're like, oh, okay. Then I'm definitely staying. But if they tell you, like, hey, we have someone who is on the way here who hasn't talked to any of you on Instagram, we don't think, and is looking to find somebody who she hasn't already chosen before you get out of the limo, we're going to sort of start from scratch. Are you in? You would think most of them will opt in if that's an option.
Yeah.
And you would think. But then for Tayshia's sake, if you're down to, and again, was it 18? If you're down to 18 dudes, 17 if you take Dale out of the equation, because again, we don't know what's happening there. Does she walk away with Dale? Does nothing happen because it's Claire? Who knows? But let's say it's 17.
Dale pay for Tayshia?
Exactly, which would be the most incredible thing ever. That's, oh, please be what happens.
Plot twist.
Please be what happens. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, honey, sweetie, baby.
It was good while it lasted, Claire.
We never said we were exclusive, right? So I'll call you. Maybe you've seen Tayshia, right? Okay, cool. Okay, deuces.
That would be great.
That would be great. But at the same time, so let's say there's 18 or 17 guys. You can't do that. So you need to bring in 10 people. New ones, like, to at least give her a fair number of people. Yeah, because at the same time, you don't want it all being sort of sloppy seconds, because, like, oh, it's just a bunch of people Claire didn't want. Like, I get the ones that never got a chance, but you would think some.
But still, they didn't make that impression for, you know, Claire to be like, oh, I, you know, you're it. So, yeah. I don't know. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess before we get to total crazy, we should stay in the normal crazy bubble, which was, it's funny how we were able to just gloss over this. And in a normal season, this would probably be like a 3-week arc, but her one-on-one with Zach J.
Yeah.
When, you know, they do, and I understand the dates because of where they are, you don't have a lot of options. So, like, oh, it's a spa day.
That's an understatement.
Right. And, you know, from the beginning, even before the pool situation, he was clearly making her, maybe not uncomfortable yet, but just the energy got her very, no, we'll say uncomfortable. Got her uncomfortable.
She said it. I mean, he was always high energy, except, I mean, I honestly didn't remember him. But he, you know, she said he's always high energy, but it somehow crossed over to nervous energy, and it was just kind of making him, like, all over the place and made her feel uncomfortable. The whole spa day was just really awkward. She didn't know really what was happening, honestly. Yeah, I mean, and the whole time she's talking in the moment about how hot Dale looked in his backwards hat when she went to go get Zach for the date. So, I mean, that doesn't help her mind either.
Oh, my God, he wore a hat. Have you ever seen anyone wear a hat ever? Oh, my God.
So hot, wearing a hat backwards. But, yeah, it was just turned into, like, this really uncomfortable, awkward date, and made sense. I mean, jumping ahead, definitely made sense why she did not show up for dinner.
Well, it did, but this, and it was almost, and I'll date myself a little, and so I apologize for those that don't get the reference, but it was sort of like the Zapruder film, where, like, you can analyze exactly what happened, because before, when they were finishing the day part and about to go to get ready for dinner, it seemed like she was going in for a kiss and she thought he pulled away. But if you look, if you rewind and go back and look at the video, he absolutely did not. Like, no. There's zero pulling back.
Yeah, she I took it as she was just trying to find something to just end this whole thing. Because she wasn't going to be like, all right, actually, we're not going to go to dinner because I don't feel a connection. Like, that was too, like, you know, head on. She needed to be more passive aggressive about it. But I mean, it was uncomfortable and awkward to watch a kiss, but it wasn't his fault.
That part wasn't.
That part wasn't.
The follow up to it. Yes, the follow up to it absolutely was, because if he would have just stood there, you know, sort of how we were all watching that and multiple parts of this season, just dumbfounded and with nothing to say, okay, I think he'd have more of a leg to stand on. But to first grab her by the neck, then grab her on the side, then get out of the pool, grab her by the neck multiple times again. After she said no, exactly, great point. Multiple times, it was done. And yes,
it wasn't like a romantic like grabbing of the face. It was like the complete opposite. Like, I said no, like, don't touch me.
Yeah, I mean, like, this isn't even a read the room. This is like, Be a human, dude. Like, what are you doing? But the whole thing that, and this is not an excuse. This is not a but I'm just saying, what set this in motion was non-existent. Like, there was totally created in her mind. But what he did was 100% on him, and I'm surprised they even let him get dressed and sit down at dinner, because I would have just walked him out.
The dramatic effect.
I get it, but I would have walked him out in his bathing suit. Like, dude, you can just go. Like, whatever. We'll send your bag. Like, there's no way you get to go back and shower and do everything.
I didn't think she wanted the confrontation of it. Like, she mentioned that it was, you know, a trigger for her or anything like that, but I just don't think she wanted to deal with it.
That's
true. I don't think she had any type of feelings for him, so she didn't care if she hurt them and was just like, I want him to go, but I don't have the energy to come
actually
about it.
Yeah, and that's the best way to diffuse it. So now that you're saying that, that makes a lot more sense, because he will actually leave, as opposed to if you try to say like, yeah, I need you to go, then maybe that escalates it even more. So that's a good point, because he certainly, I mean, at that point, then you're an hour or two removed from it, and he's thinking, okay, we'll talk it out and we'll be fine. And it's only, and he's still in his mind is only thinking, because I never pulled away. Like, even as Chris is saying, like, oh, she's not showing up, his response about it is still only thinking, she thought I pulled away. And like, we're past that, dude. Like, this is no, like, yes, that was awkward, and she created that in her mind, the you pulled away from the kiss portion of the program. But that's not why this is all happening. I mean, it might have been. She might have wanted to build it as that, but no. You went 10 steps past that.
Yeah.
And so that makes a good, that's a really good point. And
I think that was the purpose of it. It just didn't want the confrontation, wanted to be passive aggressive about it. That's it. Go home.
Yeah, because it went from 0 to 100 just so quickly, from all about nothing. I mean, it just, I went back 3 times to watch it. I'm like, he didn't pull back at any point. But then you let it go, and you're like, oh, dude, what are you doing? Like, no.
Then he ruined it for himself.
Yes, like, you had it. You were in the right. And then so quickly, just, nope.
Downhill spiral.
Goodbye, not so good, sir. Like, we're all set with you.
Yeah.
We got a whole other group date.
Sure do.
You know, and it was, again, set up perfectly. This second group date was set up perfectly by the guys all saying, like, hey, it's so great to be able to have a date without Dale, and we can really build our connections without having to worry about him. And two parts of that, because one was because there's no one else to be allowed to be around. This was a classic, would be a date that they've done a million times before. Just maybe it's not a roast, but we see it 1,000 different times. And what do? You just pack it full of fans. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do that this year. So the only people that are allowed in are the other contestants. And they're like, oh, well, oh, so about that. Yeah, so about Dale not being on this date, that the guys can't control. But what they can
celebrity out of it.
Yes, which was surprising to me. I thought Chris was going to have to host every single date because he was the only one in the bubble.
Yep. I guess Margaret Cho was there to quarantine as well. So, all good.
I mean, listen, Margaret obviously has done plenty in her career, but anytime you can get on TV in front of 10 million people, I mean, is that worth a 2-week quarantine? I think so.
Why not?
See, so, you know, we obviously are, we get to see Dale like in every other portion of the show because he has to be in the crowd, but they could have ended it there. Like the guys didn't need to, this is where they had their, this was a self goal. You know, they scored on themselves here because they didn't need to make every single joke that they did be about Dale.
Of course they did.
Well, they didn't though.
They didn't, but I mean, as soon as you knew that it was a roast style, I think he was definitely the easiest target of the house. I mean, you could have gone. I mean, we don't know any of the guys, so.
Well, but I thought that Bennett was very self-aware. Although he was clearly giving the other guys too much credit, saying he's like, I know I'm going to get killed. Like, just like, I'm used to it. Like, this is it. This is fine. Yeah. Like, very, very aware that, okay, if we're smart, we'll just make fun of the snooty dude who's here and isn't clearly the person that Claire is interested in.
Right.
But instead there's like one or two Bennett jokes and then everything else is, so let's talk about Dale.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who said it, but they, you know, when the guys were sort of doing a postmortem, they're like, this could go either direction. This could either show her that, you know, he's, you know, fake and boring and, you know, already thinks he has this locked up, which, I mean, listen, yeah. Dude ain't wrong.
He does.
But, or it can get her mad at us because
we
attacked her boyfriend / soon to be fiance.
And it ended up being a little bit of both of that, I think. More of, you know, stop attacking my fiance. But also it kind of made her, you know, after this date when she was talking to everyone, it kind of made her like, wait, so what position were you when he said, like, what was the surrounding conversation and the vibe like when he said that, you know, he's best suited for me, and tried to dig deep into that aspect. It was definitely more of stop talking about him like that. Like, he's my man, basically. He's the one I chose. But it was definitely a little bit of curiosity too. Like, in what setting did he say that about me? And, you know, it was very like high school, like, you know, what was he talking about? What was he talking about with me? So it was a little bit of both, but definitely more of stop talking about my man.
Well, and even was it, and again, this is where, you know, not necessarily on the top four or five guys, but I think was it Jay who was like, I made one crack about him. Every other, and it wasn't even that bad. Every other joke was about someone else. And that's all she wanted. She still only wanted to talk about Dale. Like,
yep.
You know, and when that spiral, it's starting to go downhill, and you're like, okay, here we go, and we're going, and I don't even think this was, you know, a case of just editing everything together and us seeing only the Dale stuff, because every single dude that came back to talk to the rest of the guys were like, yeah, so we ended up just talking about Dale, and I wasn't the one bringing it up.
Yeah, because they were, I mean, it's usually literally the complete opposite. When you get alone with the bachelor or bachelorette, you want to talk about someone else in the house. But this time, it was the roles were reversed. It was, I don't really care about anything about you. I don't want to know anything else about you, but I do want to know, you know, your outlook on Dale and how he said this and what he said in the house and what the situation was and all of that. It's, the roles were definitely reversed in this conversation, and the guys were not having it.
No. And again, I said it before, but the beginning of the end, because she comes back and picks up the date rose, and just, again, just a mess, saying, I don't feel comfortable giving this out to anyone. And that's when she, like, okay, error number one, not giving anyone the rose. Like, you just make something up. Like, whatever. Like, oh, I'm so glad you opened yourself up to something you weren't comfortable with. Here you go. Yeah. Pick a person. I don't know. Say that dude if you don't know his name. Whatever.
Instead of giving yourself the rose.
Yeah. So, step two, let's not give yourself the rose. That's step, that's mistake number two, where she just looked like a total brat sitting there awarding herself it in front of the camera. That's number two. Number three, telling a producer, oh, I thought it was really uncomfortable and mean how, you know, you can't go after my fiance like that. What?
I like how she just like slipped that in, and then there was like, it was just like a little slip in with that word, and then wasn't addressed at all.
No, her producer didn't look like
around, so I guess that's why, like, a producer wasn't. But a producer could have been like, wait, what?
Yeah, the producer didn't stop. Everyone was just going in stride. There was no sort of like, whoa, excuse, like, yeah. Just, it was just sort of just understood, like, yeah, not a problem. And
yeah,
right. And I think that yeah, were you not at the meeting with Neil? You weren't invited? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so no, it's already a done deal. But that, I think, leads to the clip we've seen so many times. It's finally going to get here, which is you broke the Bachelorette. And fine, like, thank you. Call it whatever you want. I'm glad that we're finally going to be at the end of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had a perfect point last week where it's like, we can't take 12 weeks of this. Like, this just...
No.
This can't happen, because this already feels... This is the longest short season ever.
Long, like I said, with all those guys she was naming off at the rose ceremony, I was like, I could have sworn we were down to like Dale and one other person.
Are we going hometowns? What's happening?
Dale and Bennett, that's it, because those are the only two I know.
And, you know, listen, I thought coming in here, I was optimistic about what Claire could bring, even what we saw from her on Winter Games, where she did flip-flop, falls quickly, then flip-flop, and then flip-flop again. And I wasn't as worried about that. And I liked the idea of having someone who, even though it was thrown in her face this week, someone who is older than we usually have as a bachelor or bachelorette. Like, these were all things that I saw as a positive. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I know some people, you know, in this, you know, universe and just in real life have trouble saying this, but like, I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. Like, she is a terrible bachelorette.
Nathan was wrong.
Right.
There were a lot of people that were, you know, really excited about this, and especially because we had to wait so long for it.
Totally.
Yeah, it was... She did not give us the season we deserved.
No. And, you know, listen, guys.
We might get it with Tayshia, but.
Totally. Guys, gals, you're allowed to say it. It's okay. I was wrong. Record it, play it back, whatever. I know you don't hear it a lot, but it's true. This has been a disaster from really like 45 minutes into the show. Like, it just not gone in any good direction. And it looks like finally, next week, it will come to an end, and
she will blow up Bachelorette.
Well, listen, if that detonation brings us Tayshia, which finally it's going to,
yes,
it is welcomed, and we need it, because, and let me be wrong again, I hope I'm not, but like, so excited about her coming on this show.
Like, I am too.
And not just because she's replacing a train wreck. Like, I think she would have.
I was going to say, it honestly probably could be anyone at this point, but I'm very excited that it is Tayshia.
Right. Like, if they announced someone who would normally be terrible, it would still be, oh, thank me, it's just something different. But yeah, she would have been a great choice if it was just her, you know, over Claire at the beginning, and or if it were, you know, waited until next season. Like, I think that she's, you know, we talked about this, you know, when she was originally with Colton, thinking like, oh, maybe she's going to be the choice. Mm-hmm. I think she brings a lot to the table, and not just what we saw in her, you know, slow-mo 10, 15 second clip at the end. Like, she was always fun. She was willing to laugh at herself, and more importantly at her man at the time. And, you know, so I imagine she'll actually have fun with these guys and won't be coming in with the blinders where it's just tunnel vision to one person.
Yeah. Tunnel vision did not play in anyone's favor.
No.
Horrible.
You know, and so I don't know what's going to, how it's exactly going to happen, but the fact that it ended with guys talking about, like, well, what if we just left?
Yeah.
And, like, that would be pretty badass, honestly.
I wish that would happen.
Especially if it's everybody but Bennett. And everybody gets up and leaves, and you just have Bennett, like, smoking a cigar on his back porch, just being like,
"It's not right."
Hey, I guess it's just me and Dale, and honestly, think I got a good shot. I'm just gonna say,
I'm gonna win.
Did he go to Harvard? I don't think he did. And actually, as I say that, let me find out where, because Dale obviously was a football player. He didn't actually play in the league, but he was on teams. Dale, what did they say his last name is? Moss. Let's see. Dale Moss, a football wide receiver, went to South Dakota State University. Now, I know they say that that's the Harvard of the Dakotas. But with that being said, I think Bennett would happily, not that he would win in this case, but happily put his Harvard education up against, you know, South Dakota. But that's basically what I'm hoping for happens, is that everybody but Bennett leaves, and it's just Bennett and Dale, and he just is like, I got this in the bag. Where's Neil?
Plot twist.
Yeah, like, where's Neil? Let's pick out some rings.
He's just so, like, so unaware of what's happening.
See, but yes, but again, I think I do like how, and at the very beginning, in our first episode, I was all out on Bennett, like, send, ship him away, whatever. But I've become quite a fan. I like the fact that he,
I thought he was going to be, like, not a villain, but, like, someone you just, one of the guys that you just couldn't stand. Not a villain, but just, like, one of those annoying, like, bro dudes.
Totally.
We haven't seen him.
Enough of him, but what we have seen, I think he's been, you know, a little obviously unrealistic of, like, you know, hey guys, I think you're all way off base with this Dale stuff.
Yeah.
But besides that, he seems like he realizes that people can and should poke fun at him in good natured ways, and he realizes he's going to get made fun of for, you know, his clothes and how he his shoes and presenting himself. But, like, I'm okay with him. I think. I don't know how he's going to match up necessarily with someone like Tayshia, but, like, if he even decides to stay, because, again, he might be, who knows, but
He could be the end. Maybe he's in Bennett.
How incredible would that be? But we're finally going to find out. Let's see. Maybe everyone leaves. Maybe she just decides to leave with Dale. Maybe Dale sees Tayshia, like you said, and says, oh, never mind. Good to know you, Claire.
That would be so great and so shallow.
Enjoy the ride back with your pups. I'm going to stay here. They can ride shotgun. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know we were actually engaged. I thought it was just a show.
Oh, no, I never, I don't remember saying that in our DMs on Instagram, but that's cool.
How far I was supposed to go.
3 weeks, I'm just supposed to leave? No. Please, these paychecks aren't ending after 3 weeks. No. I'm getting those stipends for the full 12 weeks. That is what I signed up for.
Oh.
That direct deposit hits in week 12, then I'm gone.
Dale. Yeah, there's just something about him.
Yeah, it's just, at first I just thought he was boring, which I still think he is.
I think
boring should be a bad thing, but
my bad vibe came from when she was talking to someone and he said he walked into the wrong room.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Oh, I got lost on my way to the bathroom or something. Like, in that moment, I was like, okay, you're annoying. Like, this vibe is, like, there was something about that moment that I was just like, nope.
Yeah, and that whole sequence.
I'm not a fan because, like, whatever, but, like, yeah. There was something weird about that moment.
Right, and the guys kept trying to tell him, like, own it. Just say, he was talking in circles, and they kept thankfully calling him out on his crap, just like he said when he's like, oh, I'm the one best suited. Like, oh, how are you best? Like, no, let's go back to that. Yeah. Like, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Because it was so obvious that he thought there was no one in there, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll just go back and get more time.
Yeah.
And it just Scuzzy's probably too much. It's not, I didn't get a, it wasn't that.
I don't know the word, but it's like, ugh.
Just something's off there. And
yes.
If they're perfect for each other, fine. But just hide it better.
Something just like in that moment of interruption in the wrong room, like.
That right. Well, it's just like Claire saying,
fan anymore.
I really enjoyed talking to everybody in every single conversation. I really mean that when she was just trying to speed through it. It's the same thing. Like, I don't expect you to tell the guys.
Guys are going to be pissed when they watch it.
Oh, my God.
Last night. I couldn't even imagine.
Right. It's bad enough just from what they've seen. But once they start to see her in the moment stuff, forget it. And I'm not saying you need to tell the guys, oh, never mind. I don't care about any of you, but you just don't go out of your way to say, oh my God, every conversation was just as important and it was so great. Just like Dale doesn't need to say, oh, I didn't know she was going to be in there.
If any of the guys ever needed the closure from her, from this experience, like last night's episode gave it to you. Like, you don't need that.
Yeah. And that's why I do think that if they give everybody the option of going or staying for Tayshia, that I would expect everybody to, I was going to say except Dale, but again, I mean, I wouldn't blame them, but I would expect everyone but Dale to stay, because why not? Mm-hmm. You know, like, all they've seen is just her falling over herself for Dale.
And you're already there.
You're quarantined, assuming nobody breaks. Yeah. Assuming nobody breaks the bubble. If you've stayed in the bubble, why not? Again, no matter who it is, but especially when you see that it's Tayshia. Like, this is an easy decision, boys. My Lord.
Yeah.
So we'll finally find out next week where the whole Tayshia arrives, and we can finally close this chapter.
For a second, and just
absolutely
say how creepy it was that Claire had a pair of Dale's pants.
Did we ever understand how that happened?
No. She made it sound like it was from the strip dodgeball.
He was not on that date, so it would not have been from group dodgeball.
So I don't really know how she got her pants. But I thought it was creepy. And you didn't have to... Because I think even, like, Deanna was like, wait, what? You have a pants? Like... All right, guys, get me out. This girl.
Yeah, like, this was, I was definitely sold a bag of goods about what I was walking into. Can I talk to Tayshia now? Because this is getting a little creepy. I'm getting some serial killer vibes from this one.
Oh, yeah.
But was there anything in the world of not Claire and not Dale that happened in the last week?
Not real. I don't know if you saw the pictures of Dale from his Party City modeling days.
No.
I did post it on Bachelor Podcast Facebook page, the article. He was Superman model back in the day for Party City. So those pictures are there for you to enjoy.
And he's not even the one in this group that looks like Clark Kent. So, I mean, that's impressive. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you can find us on socials at Bachelor Podcast. And if you, if you go to Facebook.
Adult okay. Superman muscle costume, Justice League Part 1.
Yeah. I mean, that is something. Okay.
He was dressed up in Roman gear. He modeled that one. And he was a taco for a taco doggy and me costume.
Yeah. So about being here for the right reasons, I think he might have just wanted to get out of the taco costume. I think that might be it. And so instead of wearing a taco costume now, he can give like DoorDash codes for ordering Taco Bell. So it's way, this is an upgrade.
Yes. Oh my wow. God. But other than that, that was really it. I don't know if you saw the Adele skit on Saturday Night Live of her being a Bachelor contestant. It was pretty funny.
I did. And, you know, they've always done a really good job of capturing the ridiculousness that is, that are these shows, really, any of them. And that, you know, it's one of the reasons why we love them. But, the idea that someone like Adele could just slide into this this sort of skit, which basically was just her being able to sing, like, so she just wanted to be able to sing her songs, but that it isn't the most ridiculous thing we've ever seen from one of these skits. And I'm like, oh, kind of fits. Like, it wouldn't be shocking if there was a year where like somebody decided they need to break into song all the time, because we've had guys that have sort of gone that route just without being, you know, global superstar. But it got me thinking, like, why can't we have somebody, like, it doesn't need to be Adele, but can't we get, forget about a celebrity bachelor, bachelorette, can't we just get someone who's one of the 30?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to give me Adele, but, like, can you give me, like, someone that's been on a song with, like, LMFAO or something? I don't need a superstar. Yeah, I don't need a superstar. Just, but can we get some form of celebrity that isn't the Bachelor or Bachelorette? Because that's what we've always talked about. Like, oh, maybe we should go celebrity route for the star. Why don't we go celebrity route for... Yes! Like,
I'm here for it. That'd be great. But just, like, listen, and just not tell anyone and just, like... just like have, I can't even think of someone that would be good in that position, but like just have ex celebrity just like walk out of the limo and be like, hey, aren't you blah blah blah? Didn't you know like that song?
Yeah, so like let's say Vance Joy.
There you go.
The song Riptide. One hit wonder over here in the States. But he's of, you know, 20, probably mid-20s, so he's of age. And if he just showed up and was like, hey, I'm Vance, I'm a musician, you know, that's it. He doesn't have to come out with his ukulele and sing the song. Like, no, he can just... That also could be his thing. You know, instead of putting on a costume, he could just always walk around with the uke. But, I mean, why can't we have, not Adele, but a singer celebrity as one of the contestants?
Yeah.
That's all. I don't think that's a big ask.
I'd be here for it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what we'll get with these, what we're assuming are some form of new people that have to come in for Tayshia. You would think, right?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, you have nothing else going on in 2020.
Right. Like you said, get out of the house.
Yeah.
Go on a spa. Get that stipend for a couple weeks. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out finally next week. You can find us at Bachelor Podcast wherever you know, you like Twitter, go over there. You like Facebook, we'll do that. Instagram, sure. You know, all the kids are doing. We got it. It's fine. And Katie, I thank you. Are the kids awake? I know you have the twins there. They're sleeping.
They're still sleeping.
They're still sleeping.
I got it in just in time.
You got it in. Well, good luck. Godspeed. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.